I'm not sure whether we're on the air or not. There seems to be some combination of music. Now we're on the air. Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to the first episode of Fall Sex Talk. I'm your host, DJ Corey, keeping it real for you. from the Carnegie Mellon campus for the past 5 years, we have a very, very, very special show with you tonight. I have assembled the mod squad, really, of sexuality in my studio. I've got Stinky Feet.
Stinky Feet.
Lurleen from Hong Kong.
Hi.
Myself, Mr. Peekaboo Pants. And
Dr. Sexopoulos. Of course,
my long-suffering co-host, Dr. Sexopoulos. And I'm going to have a new special rule tonight. I think we all need to show a genital sometime during the next half hour.
Can I show yours?
So I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you all for calling in. This is a special show because normally you'd be listening to the... What is it? The audio ear? The special... Anyway, this is a very special brief sex talk. It's a special half hour of concentrated
sexual innuendo.
The first thing I wanted to start with is Lurleen has just been on a trip around the world. She's been to Hong Kong and she's brought back some Hong Kong pornography. And I was actually a little bit surprised. I thought like in other countries they like couldn't show penises and vaginas in there. I've seen Japanese pornography where everything is sort of airbrushed out, right?
Right. I think
that's
Japan specifically.
But I was looking at that and there's like a bunch of raging like hard penises, at least in the gay one.
Were they actually raging?
They were.
How would you define raging?
Raging penises, huh?
Right. Well, it's a couple of Hong Kong soft porn magazines I bought on the street from a vendor. They came wrapped in plastic. Their cover prices are $60 and 32 Hong Kong dollars.
Right, but was it illegal? Did you have to like go to like a back?
I didn't have to show any ID. No, it was on the street.
So how much is 32 Hong Kong dollars?
Is that not Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
It could be.
Wait a minute. There's Keanu Reeves. These are like celebrity.
Yeah, so they have
this is a picture of Ricky Martin being penetrated anally by like some huge like 8-inch penis. I'm serious.
No, come on, you got to be kidding.
Wow, Photoshop's an amazing thing these days. And what's the other magazine?
So the other magazine is called OL. I think that's Japanese for Office Lady.
Incredible Photoshop.
The rest of the text of the magazine is in I believe Chinese.
So did they look at you?
And it's just a series of pictures of I guess Hong Kong Chinese girls in various states of undress and sort of mild soft porn.
Yeah, it's pretty softcore porn. I mean for Japanese porn magazine, there are surprisingly few enemas and water sports.
No wide open small mammals. but anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That's a pretty vicious camel toe on the other page. Sorry.
What's camel toe?
Oh, when female underwear or just shorts get kind of wedged up. Like a particularly female type of wedgie.
This is the diagram you're referring to?
Not really, but...
These women are all famous on the internet.
I'm sure.
But anyway, one of the things I thought was kind of interesting is what magazines like this are used for. Like, generally...
Masturbation?
Right. And,
that's a surprise.
Married couples who are bored?
But what I think is interesting is to think about what you actually wind up thinking about when you make use of a magazine like this.
Interesting.
I think there might be a fundamental fallacy here that men think at all during sexual acts.
Well, I guess the reason
kind of a primitive plant-like. Like I was saying, I don't think the concept of thinking really exists so much during sex for me. So much as like, you know.
Like, let's say you're walking down a street. And,
masturbating?
you see someone who's just incredible, and you take that image home with you. You have to think about making love or boning her right up the crack. You know what I mean? You have to think about those things. You know, there's a thought that goes all
right. So that's what I was thinking. That you start with some kind of image and then you basically take it further.
Yeah. In this case, I think that they give you the images that, you know what I mean. It's almost like microwaved.
Just to get all postmodern and deconstructive on you, isn't this like Foucault, this French philosopher, like talked about in pornography, like the location of the eye. That is the eye, as in the gaze. Like, where are you imagining yourself to be when you look at a picture of a naked lady?
Oh, there's a really good one of that here. So, where you're standing over. We've got this woman lying back on tiles of a bathroom floor, She's sort of looking up with those kind of... It's got a Marilyn Monroe face on there with the half-open mouth and the slightly closed eyes. Mm-hmm. And then...
And
that's
the
in
the
in the photograph over her. So you as the...
Oh, there's a shoe.
Right.
Yeah, as the viewer in this picture, you're standing over her in trousers and shoes. Laying on her mat.
So he's just ready to... That man is ready to totally unload on her.
Right.
Wow.
And he's...
So that's what Foucault was talking about.
Maybe he's ready for an extreme facial.
Exactly. And that's what you were talking about, stinky feet, is like the location of the gaze. Where do you exist? Now, not every image, of course, has kind of a ready-made role for you to step into.
I want to know what people were thinking about when they were looking at the picture of Ricky Martin.
Getting boned up the butt?
Yeah.
A lot of people are thinking it's high time. Ricky got what he deserved.
Ricky got what he wants.
Was that an actual photo?
I don't know.
I think it was
super
duper Photoshop.
It probably would have gotten wider publication than some obscure Hong Kong porn magazine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ricky, this is either David Duchovny or I don't know, Sam Waterston. I can't tell who that is supposed to be. Scott Bakula?
See, the beauty of this radio show is I can't see the porn magazine that DJ Erection is looking at. And so I'm getting the same input in crafting the same mental images as the listeners at home.
I've actually inspected that magazine rather closely.
I would imagine.
And so I can tell you that the celebrity shots are right at the back. There's just a few of them. And then the rest of it, there's a series of all relatively young men. They're introduced. If you read it from... I think right to left. They're introduced with their name and they're semi-clad. Mm-hmm. And then on the next page, they're a little less clad. They've got you can see their penis. And then one page after that is kind of erect. And then one page after that, they're lying on their bellies with their butts.
See, I'm
dangling invitingly.
I feel like I have to say something that's not very politically correct at this point. Because there's lots of Asian men in this magazine I'm looking at. And they're all very attractive, to be sure. But
boyishly so, I would even say.
But on the first page, there's a black man, or maybe a couple of different black men, and they're like huge, these massive, massive black penises. And then there's all these Asian penises that are like smaller.
And they look like French fries, huh?
I mean, so what do you think?
So are we looking at merely like the fulfillment of people's expectations? That is like, oh, they expect to see,
or is it true what
huge
they
black
say?
Penises, so the black men who don't have huge penises don't get jobs?
I mean, this guy's big.
So I don't have any personal experience with black penises, but I think those Asian ones are fairly accurately depicted. But anyway, what I wanted to say was that...
So what you're saying, Rosie, in your experience...
Yeah, how was your experience?
Who are you speaking to?
I was talking to Stinky Feet.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was interesting about both these magazines is I think that both of them are aimed at a male readership. So on the one hand, we've got men for presumably gay men to look at and... perhaps be sexually aroused by messages.
You got these in where? North Korea? Where was this?
Smuggled them across the DMZ.
Yeah, it's like, is this legal in this country?
You don't have to raise your hand to ask a question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Stinky Pete.
Yeah, okay.
Stinky Pete or Stinky Feet?
Stinky Feet. You know, real stinky.
Okay, we can tell.
Okay.
So dig in, Stink.
Okay, so, you know, is this a real huge thing in Hong Kong? I mean, I noticed you were around. I mean... were you gritted on, you know, when you got these magazines? Were people looking at you like,
oh,
my goodness.
No, I mean, it was just a street side stand. It was nighttime. They had rows and rows of these magazines in plastic, and I said, I'll take this one and this one. And
so it's really accessible, like the apples and bananas, and, you know, the penis magazines next to it.
Cigarettes.
Okay. I'll take the one with Ricky Martin getting boned.
I have two questions. First is, why do you keep saying Ricky Martin? And second, I mean, is that his name?
I believe that's the way that a Latino would pronounce it.
Really? Is that right? So you're being all, like, you're getting all...
say Ricky Martin?
Our producer
who's
Latino.
Who has far more experience than this says, no.
That's sort of like Samuel Bakay, right? And the second question I had was, I was watching in the H1, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean, because I just had never heard anybody say Martin before, I thought. Maybe
I was hoping it would lead into some you and Ricky sex story.
We should probably be saying Ricky.
Yeah.
Martin.
Wow. He's incredible.
But you had a second question.
I had a second question.
And Richard Charo saying Ricky Martin. Would you say Ricky Martin or would you say Ricky Martin?
Coochie coochie coo.
Okay.
Charo is actually, most people don't know this, considered one of the best flamenco guitar players in the world.
And a hot one, too.
I would love to see her face on one of these.
So the second question, and this is very important. I was watching VH1, and they had one of those Where Are They Now things, and it was that Berlin woman, and they had that song called Sex, and she was talking about her inspiration for that song. You know that song?
That Berlin woman?
There's this band called Berlin. They had a couple songs, Riding on the Metro and Sex, a song called Sex, which is – and what's interesting about that song is the lyrics, like all the guy says is, I'm a man. He goes like, I'm a man. She goes, I'm a man. I'm a goddess. I'm a man. I'm a virgin. I'm a man. I'm a one-night stand. I'm a man. I'm a blue movie. And she said her inspiration from that was like her relationship or her husband. Like, he just wanted to have sex. Like, he was very boring. And she had this incredibly rich fantasy life. And she was talking about... You're all looking at me blankly, but I have...
No, I'm
well, I remember this
the 80s.
Well.
Maybe it's possible our producer can find it in the record archives. But I thought it was very interesting. You know, you asked, Lurleen asked whether... you know, what men think about when they're looking at porn. I was wondering if because you're a woman, because you do set up some kind of elaborate fantasy construct when you're masturbating or when you're fantasizing. And with men, it's just, you know, find me a source of vibration in 5 minutes and I'm all set. So what do you think?
Well, one of the reasons I brought that up was that primarily...
I drew from multiple... rich sources of context. Everybody.
Yes.
I want you to be impressed.
That was a great question.
I am personally very, very impressed. But I've primarily used stories as a source of inspiration for sexual fantasy. And so it was unusual for me, I guess, to... I was looking through this particular magazine and then associating stories of my own with them.
Wow.
And what I found really... strange was that, I guess, in all of these pictures, so they're all of women sort of laying, so here we have one, for example, she's laying across a chair with her underpants pulled down, firm buttocks raised, or...
Oh, that is firm.
Waiting for the kiss of the whip.
Right, right. and so they're very much got this kind of, I'm here ready for whenever you want to take me kind of scene.
Mm.
Almost like a submission.
Right. And so I actually, when I was looking at these ones, I found myself fantasizing being sort of a fairly dominant male participant in sex with them. And I found myself, it was quite surprising to me, not at all caring what they thought or whether they liked me or what our relationship was, but just sort of interested in this kind of sort of dominating sexual relationship. And I wonder whether it was the pictures themselves that sort of set up that scenario or whether it's just the concept of having a penis that does that.
Well, I'm first going to ask, obviously the first question that anyone would, any responsible sex practitioner would have to ask is whether you yourself have any kind of gender dysphoria. Like, are you like, do you consider, do you have some like boyish, gender dysphoria meaning like, you have some traits that are not traditionally feminine. Like,
well, I have used a computer. yeah. Played soccer.
And do you play like rugby? Do you like play? Would you rather play with like Tonka trucks?
I mean,
dolls?
I guess I was a tomboy kind of girl. Mm, yeah.
Interesting.
Consider passing.
And in your sex life? Oh, by the way, did you? Two questions. I mean, last time we talked, I gave you a mission.
Yes, yes, the mission was completed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you feel like sharing?
Yeah, what was that mission?
So every time I talk to Lurleen, so here's the thing. Lurleen is a really hot boyfriend. And, you know, I go to the gym regularly. Every once in a while I see him. Excellent physique. Really works out. I think any woman, whatever, any man, whatever, would be happy to have this man as her partner. But Lurleen has this man as her partner. And so every time I see her, I challenge her with some new way to please him, like... through me. So, like, I give her commands and then she performs it.
So vicariously, you can live out your sexual
desires.
The first time
extended love triangle.
So, the first time I told her, next time she seen him, she had to, like, tenderly caress and lick all of the nooks and crannies of his penis, like, tenderly go around the head and the ridge of the head of his penis.
And did she have to
stroke it with her
send
tongue?
You an MPEG or something or email about
no,
this?
No, no, I just, you know,
Rich fantasy.
And so was the mission, the missive lovingly delivered.
And so the second one was actually a little bit more challenging, and I didn't think you were going to do it. So can we go there?
We can go there.
Do you have boundaries? So the second time the issue of rimming came up, which was, of course, also known as analingus or tossing the salad.
Although, inexplicably.
Tossing salad?
Yeah, I definitely heard of tossing salad.
Really?
Have
I've never heard of it.
Have you had your salad tossed?
Yes, numerous times.
I'm not willing to go there.
See, they told me, you guys think I'm just some kind of buffoon, but tossing the salad's a legitimate term. And so I told her, so next time you see your boyfriend,
toss that salad.
Not only you have to toss a salad, but you have to toss it for 5 minutes. I mean, set the timer. Let's spend 5 minutes down there. I mean, that's a long time. time in some, you know, some sense, yeah. And just go, you know, round and round, back and forth, the little ring of forbidden love. And
especially
and
if
she
you're
said,
not a vegetarian, that's a long time.
And she said, is that some kind of like flatulence reference? I don't even get it. So,
don't.
So, and you said, and just to recap, you said, I'd never done that before. I'm not sure I can. So, that, setting that up, take it away. What happened?
Well, okay. So, it so happened that said objective desire was freshly showered. And, I mean, wow, what are we going to do? A blow-by-blow account. I set the alarm on my watch.
Yeah. You really did set your alarm on my watch.
I set the alarm on my watch.
Stinky feet.
I said, this is from DJ.
Oh, so you told him that this, he was supposed to imagine that I was doing it, or it was like...
Well, he was aware. He was aware of the power
well,
I was
interesting
under.
Issues.
Can we get the microphone thing settled? Because it's probably making a lot of noise while you're doing that.
Yeah,
that
you shouldn't be touching the microphone.
Can you tighten it or something quickly?
Yeah, this seems very interesting.
So I conveyed the who the message was from, and
me. And let's not leave me like
DJ Wonderman.
Usually just
kind of
wow.
WRCT.
Dead air and
88.3. We got the Monkey Wrench coming up freshly at 12, so be sure to stay tuned.
That's right.
And let's see.
You're going to be training on that show, right?
I'm going to be training on Stinky Feet and The Place to Be from
with
12
Andrew.
To 2 and doing the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for filling that dead air for us, Stink.
Hey, thanks.
So anyway, so I conveyed who the message was from. And
why do you keep like referring to me like in the third or fourth
well,
person?
Well, I'm not sure what your...
DJ Corey.
DJ hey. Corey.
Thank you. The message was from DJ Corey.
The message was from DJ
in fact,
Corey.
In fact, any of our listeners ever are getting their butt licked, can
think,
I say that?
Think of DJ Corey.
Think of me doing it. That's Stinky my... Feet. Me and Stinky Feet are there taking turns, tossing your salad.
And the yeah, it was freshly laundered.
So you're
into this
giving or receiving?
Yeah.
Either way?
I'm giving it all up. Giving it all
that's
up.
A good response.
This microphone thing is...
Yeah, so, I mean, there was
can
a...
Can you fix this?
I mean, there was it was kind of interesting, kind of weird. I mean, I'd been near there, but not with my tongue before, so...
Near there?
I mean, I'd been there, but not with the tongue, so it wasn't a totally new experience.
Been there how?
Yeah, you've been
well,
there
you
how?
Know, manually.
Touching his?
Strap-on.
Strap-ons?
Yeah.
You had a strap-on?
Not that
like
day.
Like penetrating
not
your
that day,
partner's?
Not from you.
Well, we have to, that, okay, it's a separate thing, so, okay.
So, yeah, so, basically I just set my alarm and I got out the tongue. And
was he like, was he stomach down or what was the position here?
He was, gosh. I
standing in the doorway of the bathroom on the way out of the shower?
I guess he was,
or did he have his
I guess he was lying on his stomach.
In between
yeah,
the doorway.
With his legs apart.
Okay.
And, yeah, yeah. Cause, so then I could sort of lick down to the balls and lick back up the crack and so on. But mainly focusing right where I was supposed to.
Okay.
Good for you. Good for you.
Wow.
And so, does he, like, am I his new best friend? Like, did he like this?
He was quite surprised. He didn't expect it.
I know a few other things that, you know, I want to try. But did you say that I have this, like, I have this mission? I've been told to do this by my
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Master.
That was, yeah, it was understood.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
Very interesting.
Did that positively or negatively influence the experience that he knew who this was
I
coming from?
I think it
from?
Was probably positively. I mean, it's sort of it's amusing. It's interesting. Yeah.
The more the merrier.
So were you aroused by his reaction? I mean, was he crawling up the wall? Did he, you know, pull your hair out?
Oh, he didn't pull my hair out.
It would have been quite the reach, but...
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember now how... I mean, I presume we had to...
Was he, like, hungrily pushing your head deeper into his ass?
Well, he was face down, so he couldn't... I mean, he was... I think
well,
he was
I know
pushing
if
he
can
his,
reach back.
Yeah, no, he didn't do that.
Kind of a... That's kind of a basketball move, isn't it? Kind of reach around.
But no, it was well received. It was a surprise. It was a new experience. It was well received.
Has he ever tossed your salad? I mean, when you perform like oral sex on a woman, you're like inches away from the
right. No, I don't think you? I don't think my salad is being tossed.
Yeah. Inches away from the poop.
Well, it doesn't. I suppose. I mean, sure.
Really?
No. Interesting.
And women tend to respond one of two ways either yes or no. And there isn't
well, to a yes or no question, that would...
Well, you know, maybe just for a minute.
Maybe what you would think that there could be a maybe and no, or a maybe, oh, yes, yes, definitely yes.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm fascinated by this other thing. I was like, you said something about a strap-on. I mean, have you done the whole bend-over boyfriend thing with your... What does that look mean? Yes, of course, I have penetrated my boyfriend's...
But, yeah, butt. Like,
even dildo,
everybody. I mean, God, I thought we talked about that last time.
Isn't this like the 21st century? Like, hello?
Stuck him in a pooper.
Did we talk about this?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I remember it vividly.
And so, since he does that, and since he's into this, like, are you now worried that he's going to, like, turn gay on you and perhaps leave you for me, for example?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Me,
I don't
example?
Think he's attracted to men.
Hmm.
See, so, I mean, it's
your master plan is failing.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Or maybe it's even more subtle than I thought.
I mean, if one was... If you were less confident... If you weren't confident about yourself or your desires or whatever, then I can see that being interested in... anal pleasure could be disturbing. Like, you might think that would make you gay. I can see that.
But he's pretty confident in his sexuality.
Right.
He
at least he's certainly interested in that, but I don't think he's interested in...
any male.
I asked him if he would be interested in going out with a transvestite.
Ooh.
And he said, not, well, maybe for the short term, but not really for the long term.
What about inviting a third person into your bedroom?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I think that's definitely, you know.
Would it be a man or a woman? And would it be me or someone else?
I just don't know.
The correct answer, obviously, is a man, and yes, you.
DJ Corey.
DJ Corey in the house. Okay, cool. So the three-party thing, it seems real interesting. If, you know, let's say that big black guy come in with his big Tonka truck.
Oh, my God, the one in that magazine is horrifying.
Yeah,
he comes in. Skin. Are you big, too?
That's a difficult question to ask a man on the air, right?
Yeah. Well, if it was coming from a woman, you know. Kind of different. But so what if he comes walking in a room and, you know, your boyfriend says, hey, what a lovely surprise, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy's, like, hanging down the street.
Hanging down the street.
Yeah. I mean, would you be scared? I mean.
Well, I wouldn't be going there, that's for sure. Not a Tonka truck, thank you. No.
So you think your boyfriend, who's just gotten used to having his salad tossed, is gonna want a Tonka truck
parking in his bathroom road?
I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah. No, I mean he's had salad tossed and he's had, you know.
So what size, like, I mean, have you been using like man size dildos in your?
Are these like the Tinkerbell model
and his doodle maker?
Because they have like various sizes from like pinky size on up to like,
yeah,
you know,
sort of
mama cast
average white guy kind of
the size of a ham sandwich, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So I actually wanted to kind of...
So, I mean, well, yeah.
No. Please continue.
I was just going to say that I intended to be talking about these magazines, but I guess we're getting...
I was just going to say I was going to bring the conversation back to these magazines. And with the following question. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was looking for an opportunity to show you my scrotum.
Well, come on, let's
see
your scrotum.
I've seen it before.
But in the light.
I have a small penis.
So you say.
So
but
you say. We want to see.
As you're talking, I will flash you my scrotum when you least expect it.
So I was going to ask, have you bought porn in other countries besides the U.S. and now China?
I have not, actually. I came across porn in the street in Australia when I was a high school girl in a school uniform.
Sorry to interrupt. Could you try to talk more into the microphone?
Okay.
You don't have to look at me.
But I came across some actually quite explicit porn when I was in high school.
Like what we'd consider hardcore, like actual sexual penetration and
penis up the woman's butt kind of stuff. And I found it kind of squeaksome, actually.
Well, yeah, certainly at the high school age, that would be a little bit extreme.
Yeah. But
So you've never bought any porn in Australia?
No. No, normally my predilections for stories. So that's what I wanted to talk about with these magazines, actually. It was about what kinds of things people other than me think about when looking at magazines.
So I have two ways to answer that question. I mean, when I'm actually watching, let's see, I have three ways to answer that question. First, I don't actually do a lot of magazine porn, but I do a lot of video porn. And sometimes when I rent a videotape, if I like it, I will copy it. And I know that's violating, like, federal law, but I do. And then I'll watch – there's often, like, a certain scene that I like to watch over and over and over again because there might be, like, some actor who just is particularly appealing. And so when I am watching that, I definitely put myself in that situation. I'm either that person – I'm either, like, the actor or, like, the person giving him the business.
Uh-huh.
So one or the other. You know, it's interesting. I alternate. Sometimes I want to be him, and sometimes I want to be, like, his daddy.
Uh-huh.
And but also, I mean, in terms of what Captain Stinky said earlier, if I see somebody, like, at the gym or on the street or, you know, at one of my important computer science conferences who's attractive, I will also I take that image home with me. I might, like, you know, make love to them during my – You have them touch me all over, touch all like 500 cubic inches of my.
And so is it, I mean, is it an important distinction to you whether they're touching you or you're touching them in your fantasies?
Well, let's see. I think, I mean, it's actually, it's tricky because like when I see somebody really attractive, I don't actually think of myself in the sexual act, but it's actually more of a, it's much more of a sort of just like admiring them and like touching them and caressing them. It's very much in like just sort of like experiencing their beauty. Like, I want to just caress the firm, pouty buttocks of an 18-year-old varsity swimmer. I mean, it's not necessarily like I want to just, you know, give him the big
Johnson
Corey salami. But I really just want to like be like.
But
wow,
I mean, you know,
so
like surely, like when you know, if you're going to be taking it to orgasm, then you need. I mean, I would think that I would need sort of imagery of explicit sexual acts, like giving him the DJ Corey salami.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I think that's why I'm different and I'm kind of screwed up. Because like, I actually, I mean, I just get sort of turned around. I mean, I actually, a lot of what I enjoy, what I find kind of arousing about people is their sort of their charisma and their appearance.
That's interesting because I wonder whether this reflects conflicted sexuality.
Mm.
And the reason I ask is because as a teenage girl, I was having mysterious thoughts about girls.
Definitely.
But because these seemed so taboo to me, I found myself when masturbating having to just like the moment of orgasm was on the kiss.
I'm gonna
chastening everything just to kind of make it a little more, you know, take away the sort of. I mean, it couldn't
wait,
go so far as to imagine explicit sexual acts.
So you're imagining kissing like that girl on Facts of Life? Which one is it?
No, the
Natalie?
Girl from school.
Nancy McKeon.
The girl from school.
Oh.
You're masturbating to images of girls from school. Okay. I was just trying to make sure I understood.
Right. So, I mean, my point was that, so as when I was a schoolgirl, it was too taboo a topic for me to possibly imagine explicit sexual acts, and so I would sort of tame it right down to just the level of the kissing.
Did
and I wonder whether.
Did you open her chest?
No. And I just wonder whether your sort of very chaste sexual fantasies might be involved with that kind of personal censoring.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe you're not gay after all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you ever fantasize on, you know, getting something, you know, stuck in your doo-doo maker?
I think 16 hours a day he does.
Wow.
Tell us, DJ.
Doo-doo maker.
I'm trying to explain to you. None of you believe it. I mean, I've had various kinds of, like, gay experiences. I'm not ashamed to admit it. But in real life, but in my fantasy world, I actually have two kinds of fantasies. Some are very, like, some are actually just this thing I was talking about earlier, sort of cherishing and admiring and kind of being in the personality, the space of the other person and just admiring them and seeing how cool they are and wanting them to, like me. And,
uh-huh.
And then,
but is that erotic? Is that actual,
oh,
like,
yeah, being loved is great.
And then the other sexual fantasy that really gets you turned on is, like, being totally degraded.
Oh,
right?
So degraded.
Like, yeah, so, like, you know, being, I don't know, slapped around or beat up a little bit, or peed on, or, you know, used in any of a thousand degrading ways. And so those. So, Dr. Lurline, you can analyze, you know.
So are there personality traits, particularly macho man might make you want to be peed on, whereas
a golden shower?
Maybe a more effeminate man might trigger another type of fantasy? Is what would...
I don't know about that. I mean, it's actually, it's, I don't think I necessarily categorize it the same way. It's often the same person. I mean, it's usually, it's usually sort of like this straight, you know, slightly angry sort of teenager.
So you would play the same different roles with the same person in your fantasy?
I think that's an excellent question. I'm not really sure. I mean, you're probably right. Like it's the sort of like straight abusive Marky Mark style teen that I'd want to be abused by, and it's like, you know, it's like the more tender, more tender moments I would want to have with someone like Jonathan Taylor Thomas or Aaron. What's that guy? I just bought this. Our DJ, our producer might know. I just bought these. Aaron Lawrence, Aaron somebody. There's some new like hot 14-year-old kid that all the girls are really into these days. He's got this new CD called Oh Aaron.
Wesley Willis.
What?
No.
Aaron.
That was a joke.
Aaron something. I just bought it for my 8-year-old niece, and she's really into him. So I figured.
And he's
all of our listeners are 8 years old, so they would know.
I mean, like Asian women. Why are they the object of many men's fantasies? Because the stereotypical Asian woman is so submissive. Now, this is the type of woman that maybe you might fantasize about, but if you were ever to date one of these women, you would be quite possibly fed up with in a matter of a week. And, you know, whereas all the soft porn, or I guess hardcore porn, there's a lot of bondage and discipline stuff. These women dressed up as little schoolgirls, and
Where you're going with this, but okay.
If you were to ever date them, you would be tired of them in a week, and that was kind of why I asked our DJ whether a particular image triggered a particular fantasy, and whether a macho one would.
Right. So you're suggesting that particular kinds of stereotypes we might have about people reflect the sexual fantasies we might have about them, but then maybe that doesn't match what we'd want in real life.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think that's, you know, not the definition of fantasy, but like a huge. So huge a part of the fantasy is to be, you know, an unstated truth. Like, for example, rape fantasies are extremely common, but nobody actually really wants to be raped.
Well, actually, I think there's
a big...
Speaking of that, in this particular porn magazine, there's one or two pictures which I really don't like looking at, and they're the ones which seem to be the kind of rape fantasy ones. Like, there's this one here of this woman kind of looking knocked down in the lane. Hmm. And, you know, stockings torn and hands tied up. And I really don't like those ones in this magazine. Like, I don't even like looking at them. Kind of squeaks me that they're in there.
So hand that one over. I want to mention to our listener that this is WRCT Pittsburgh. So can I see that? I'm sorry.
Oh, so this is an image that kind of squeaks me. This is the rape fantasy one in this magazine. There's one other one in there, too. But
Are these like your... I mean, if I... bend these or get them kind of spooched up. Is that kind of...
That's okay.
So this is kind of... So, I guess, so you're talking about the sort of torn pantyhose. And, Also, this one is kind of interesting. This other one is kind of interesting because she's got like a couple of stray pubic hairs. Do either the men in the audience have something kind of like pubic hair fantasy? Do you like your women totally shaved, or do you like them bushy?
I like it natural. I like it bushy. You know what I mean?
I'm more of a neatly trimmed kind of guy myself.
Yeah, I don't know. When it's shaved, it just reminds me of, like, you know, like an animal or something. You know what I mean? An animal that goes to the to get, you know, a haircut or something.
Like a little poodle.
Like a little poodle or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sheep.
Jocelyn Walden.
Yeah. I want it straight up natural, you know, kinky down there. You know, you might have to move some things aside. You know what I mean?
And so if that's what you like in real life, your fantasies wouldn't involve something different then. You like that in real life and in fantasy?
Yeah. The bush. You know, there's nothing like the bush. You know what I mean? Running, you know, from the top all the way down to the crack, you know, a little fro there.
You know? The happy trail.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, you know, because when it's nice and wet, you know, it's just that fresh, you know, clean feeling.
I thought it'd make you feel kind of dirty.
Stinky feet.
While you were talking, I was mentally humming my mantra, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, and just cleanse my mind of all the filthy potty mouths you're talking about.
Wow. So what is the what's the is there a lot of fantasies going on with let's say Caucasian males with you know, other ethnic women, let's say African American women, Puerto Rican women. I mean, what's the fantasy
definitely
with that?
Yeah, just pick an ethnic group. They're all there. They're all there.
They're all there.
Do you need to get a specialized magazine, or can you get them in?
Is that really true? Can you get like the Bantu tribesman magazine?
National Geographic used to be good when I was
nude Nunavut
people of, you know, where are the
inside Inuits.
So I was actually looking at a website recently that had sort of a phantasmagoria of different kinds of sexual interest groups, and it seemed to have big-breasted women and black women and Asian women and transsexuals and fat women. Like, there were some very, very, very large women. Like, I mean,
the fat man.
Yeah, like, I'm talking 300 pounds. I mean,
no,
really
terrible.
Difficulty walking kind of dimensions, and so there were sort of different little subgroups like that, and some were sort of by physical shape and some were by race or ethnicity.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Blondes, I mean, the blondes was a category, redheads was a category.
Okay, and it had all types of sexual acts from kissing all the way
they
to
did,
the
they
golden,
did. Actually, yeah, they
to
had,
the golden
know,
shower, which seems to be
things
on the rise.
They had, I don't know if they had... I don't know if they had golden showers.
Yeah,
actually.
How come that seems to be on the rise? It seems like more and more people are fantasizing, you know, getting pissed on. Now, what's the deal with that?
Well, I think the traditional people, I mean, like at least what I've heard about people who fantasize about being humiliated in fantasies is that they're people who have a lot of power in their daily lives,
mm-hmm.
Like sort of businessmen or people who have a lot of power, and then so they want to give up that power momentarily. And so I guess being sort of humiliated or peed on.
Maybe it's having a Republican president, you know, it's just...
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
I don't understand why people would talk about fantasizing about something fairly narrowly defined. I mean, if you can't have variation in your fantasy life, where can you have... variation. Why shave, not shaved? I mean, you know, alternate. I mean,
it's true. I have to jump right in. I'm sorry. We have to push that question off to next week. Our Andrew has graciously let us have this extra time, but we've gone over, so we have to go. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you all for listening. Thanks.
Fantasize about us tonight.
Thank you. Stinky feet.
Till next week. Stay tuned for
Andrew's Musicathon.
What's it called?
Monkey Wrench.
Monkey Wrench the System.
Yeah, Monkey Wrench the System.
All right.